Hello, everybody. Welcome in to Locked On Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Dave Osmeros, Evan Sutter, joined by a very special guest today, Tommy Spangler, the head coach of Presbyterian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'm really glad to bring you on here because today is our third installment of our Rookie 360 series. We're focusing in on Rocky Assin today, the Colts' first pick of the draft at 34th overall. You had a chance to coach Rocky Assin. You had a chance to recruit him as well. What stories can you tell? I mean, what's the main story? You coached Rock for 3 years, you recruited him. What are some stories that stand out to you as far as the man that Rock truly is?
Well, I guess how it started is really, it's kind of crazy. Here's a guy that went 34th overall in the NFL draft, some of the best athletes and football players in the whole world. And he was a guy that going into his senior year, Evan, wasn't even on any recruiting lists, wasn't on anybody's radar, wasn't a guy, because, you know, he'd only played 1 year. He started playing football when he was a junior in high school. He was a wrestler, obviously a very successful wrestler. But, you know, nobody really knew about Rock. And I was fortunate enough when I went by the school in the spring of his junior year, leading up to a senior year, to get a chance to see Rock, get a chance to be around him a little bit, kind of get a feel for him. And what I saw, obviously, like, because I saw some upside. I've been doing this a long time. I could tell the guy, you know, great character, great talent, had all the intangibles you're looking for. A guy that was obviously wanting to play at a high level and one day possibly even get a chance like he's getting there with the Colts. So it was a great first impression by me. And just luckily, because he hadn't played much football, that a school like Presbyterian College was able to kind of hang in there and sign him.
If you had to say, when you went and watched Rock play, it's surprising, like you said, that he's only played football beforehand. He went to Presbyterian for just his junior and senior year. But if you had to say, when you went and watched him play, Tommy, what was the biggest thing that stood out to you as far as Rock Assin?
I would say, just like the Colts fans are going to see there in Indianapolis, is his competitive spirit. I think that he learned that by being a wrestler. You know, obviously football's one of the greatest team games there's ever been, and wrestling's a little bit more that one-on-one type thing. And you know, just his competitive spirit, his willingness to compete and to battle, and you know, he's always looking for ways to get better, always looking for ways to train. He's not satisfied at all where he's at. You know, he's just a great person and a great guy. And you know, I told it's funny, for years we were a Division II school years ago, and we were in the South Atlantic Conference with Frank Reich's brother. Joe Reich is the head coach at Wingate University, and Joe and I are good friends. And as soon as the Colts drafted Rock, I don't know Frank, but I do know Joe, and I called Joe and I said, look, when you talk to Frank, tell him, hey, somebody needs a raise because somebody did their homework and somebody evaluated the right things and they believed. And I think Ballard, the GM, knows what he's doing. And I mean, it's just great to see guys that, even though he went to little old PC and didn't play football very long and had 1 year at Temple, that they took a shot on a guy that I believe, Evan, is going to be one of the best corners in the league here in a couple of years.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Rock, with his potential, definitely, he looks like he's chiseled like a rock too, just physically, and you see how he is as well. When you recruited him as well, Tommy, and he played for you guys right off the bat in every game as a freshman, he played the next 3 years for you guys. What stood out to you when he first walked on campus at Presbyterian, and he was after our first few practices? What stood out about Rock there in a competitive atmosphere?
Well, you know, and it wasn't a surprise, but Rock, you know, there again, he'd only played 2 years of football. So even as a freshman at Presbyterian College, he was going through some growing pains and some developmental issues that we that a lot of freshmen go through. It wasn't like he showed up on our campus and was this, you know, this guy that was anywhere close to where he needed to be. So he that's kind of the neatness of the story, is he even somewhat at times struggled and went through some of the freshman woes that guys go through, and that's what he did, you know, and he got kept getting a little better, and he obviously got a lot of playing time as a true freshman, started some games, not all of them, and then became a full-time starter as sophomore year, and that's when it really started clicking for him. And then his third year, his junior year at Presbyterian, he had an outstanding year, was first team all conference, and you know, had quite a few interceptions and so forth. That's when I saw it his freshman year, and I began to kind of see it even more as sophomore, but obviously his junior year is when you know, this guy's going to have a chance. And of course, you know, things work out for a reason, and you know, Presbyterian decided to go to a non-scholarship Division I status, which gave Rock an opportunity to transfer to Temple. And that one year, I hated Rock leaving, but at the same time, leaving for one year to go to Temple and playing at a little bit higher level probably helped his cause as far as, you know, him going a little bit higher in the draft. I still think he probably would have been a draftable guy out of Presbyterian, but I do think going to Temple that one year definitely helped his cause.
What's interesting to me, especially since Rock was so inexperienced with football before he went to Presbyterian, from your vantage point as the head coach, you watch him develop every year. From that freshman to junior year, what was it like just seeing how much improvement Rock made in person?
Well, that's just what it's all about. You know, to me, everybody, I don't care how good you are coming out of high school and into the collegiate ranks, and there's that developmental stage that I'm sure the Colts are continuing to hope happens, you know, because believe it or not, you know, he's there again, 2 years of high school football, played at a relatively small school for 3 years, played 1 year FBS Division I. So I think that was a little bit of what Rock's upside is. I think some of these professional teams, obviously the Colts, because that's who took him, saw that he's going to continue to grow and develop. And that's what I was so proud of him the 3 years here, is he's a no-nonsense. He's a worker. He's a competitor. He's, you know, he even, you know, texted me a little bit ago, Evan, and said, "Hey, I'm getting a break from Indianapolis, middle of June to the middle of July." And obviously that's a little bit of time that I think before he goes back to training camp. And he said, "Coach, do you mind if I come live in Clinton?" That's where PC is. Well, he said, "I don't want the distractions of being in Atlanta or being in Philadelphia where Temple is. Because I gotta be ready." That's the kind of guy he is, and he's you know, even though is humble and appreciative and blessed he feels to be the 34th overall pick, there's a side of him, Evan, that's a little bit, that's why he selected number 34. There's a little bit of him that's got a chip on his shoulder because he didn't get drafted higher, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I think when I watch Rock on tape, he looked like definitely a first-round prospect, even a top 20 guy. Just the more you watch him, you get more impressed with him. But I don't know if you know this, Tommy, but he's already making rave reviews at camp just with his character, because one of our media members tweeted out that Rock showed up to meetings this week 10 to 15 minutes early with a pen, playbook, and paper in hand. Does that sound like the usual Rock has sent to you as far as character goes?
Oh my gosh, that's not even a surprise. You know, I knew that would be the case. And here's the thing about Rock and what they're getting at Indianapolis. They're getting a guy that is going to be all in. The main thing that those veterans, and he hasn't had a chance to be around the vets much, but the veterans are going to love him. Now, they may not love him on the field because he's going to compete and he's going to talk a little junk and he's going to talk a little trash, but he'll be the first guy to ask and respect and know where he stands as far as you know, his how many years he's been in the league and so forth. He's going to show those veterans the kind of respect they deserve, and he's going to be that guy in the meeting room that makes that meeting room better. I really think, and I didn't know Ballard the GM, but the more I read about him, the more I see him. That's you know, he's a pretty smart guy, you know, and I think that's one reason he took Rock, because I think he knew Rock would actually help, even though he's a rookie, would actually help some of the veterans, because the kind of example he's going to set with being early to meetings, to stay extra, to do extra on the field, to all the things that you hope all your team would do, but sometimes they don't. But I think that's the kind of guy he is.
When he went off to Temple, Rock did, after playing 3 years for you, what was that like just to see him go to Temple? And was there a connection in place already where he went from Spark to Presbyterian to Temple? Was the coaching staff on him pretty early?
Well, you know, there was when the decision was made here at PC to make a change, and, you know, I tried to get Rock at several places, and, you know, I wanted to be careful about where he did go, Evan, because he had 1 year, and I wanted him to have a chance to play a lot and start, if that makes sense. So, you know, to sit there and, hey, go to Georgia or South Carolina or Clemson, you know, I'm sure he could have played there, but now would he have gone in as a transfer senior and started? Maybe, maybe not. So that's what, you know, we tried some Coastal Carolinas, Louisiana Techs, Georgia Southern, those type things. Nobody seemed to be that interested. And then there was a connection with Temple, and Temple obviously had watched tape, and Temple loved to take him, and it just worked out good, you know, and it was just a really healthy, you know, normally when a guy leaves you, it's not very healthy, but this was a healthy situation because we were pulling for Rock. I'd talk to him once a week and encourage him and help him with this and that, and he'd tell me how it was going at Temple, and he would, you know, and we would try to watch him on TV when we could watch him, or follow him on the internet when we could follow him, and so it was a real healthy deal, you know. And even now, Evan, he came back to about three of our spring scrimmages in the spring, you know. PC, he was at Presbyterian graduated last week. He was back for that. Like I said, he's talking to me about living here this summer in Clinton, where Presbyterian is, so he can stay focused and train. So it's just a good story. I mean, there's some really good things that he got from going to Temple, and obviously he remembers what his, you know, he remembers Southwest DeKalb, which is the high school he's from, and he remembers obviously Presbyterian. So it's just a good story in itself.
Absolutely. I'm the more I read on Rock, the more I love him more as a person, definitely off the field as well. But I'm curious from your vantage point with this question about wrestling and how he was an all-state wrestler playing cornerback. How do you think that translates? I know you saw him up close for 3 years at Presbyterian, but in the NFL, that wrestling background at cornerback.
You know, I don't know. You don't see many. You see a lot of linemen, you know. You see a lot of linemen that were great wrestlers. You don't see many cornerbacks, you know. But there again, wrestling is one of the – I'm from Oklahoma originally, so you know I like wrestling. And I just think the kind of character it builds, the kind of conditioning it makes you and forces you to be in, and the one-on-one competitive spirit that it makes you have to be successful. And, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that sport correlates to football. And I don't think there's any doubt that it helped Rock transition to football his junior year of high school, because you can't be a little, you know what I mean, you can't be soft or not very – you know, not tough to wrestle. So, and it's the same way with football. So I think it'll translate. He's strong with his hands. He's got good feet. He's explosive. I think he's there again. I, I think all the attributes that are possible to develop, meaning change of direction, quickness, speed. Rock's going to continue to get better. He's going to continue to get better, and he's going to, because he's going to, it means something to him. At the same time, he's a very good person. You know, if you talk to him, or the lady on the street corner there in Indianapolis, you know, he's going to be him, and he's going to be a nice guy, and he's going to represent the Colts well. He's going to represent his family well. He's going to represent Temple and Presbyterian and Southwest DeKalb. I mean, it's almost too good to be true, if you know what I mean, as far as the kind of guy. The Colts do not have to worry about that guy going out on the town and making a mistake or doing something stupid. It's just a really good story, and I'm just excited for him, and really excited for where he's going to be here in, you know, a couple, 3 years.
I know there's probably so many moments you can pick out here, Tommy, but if you had to pick one moment coaching Rock at Presbyterian, and maybe your defining moment with Rock, what was it like those 3 years at Presbyterian? If you had to pick just one moment.
Well, I would think that the even though it's not one moment, Evan, I would say the one thing that stood out to me was Rock's consistency. Whether it was weight room, whether it was practice, on pushing the other guys. I mean, you couldn't go to practice and kind of just be half in with Rock around, because Rock was going to challenge you. He was going to push you, and those are the things that I always remember about Rock, is just his willingness to work and continue to develop. And you know, that's the first thing. Here's a guy there again that's 34th overall. At his young age, is going to have a chance to financially be in a pretty good position. It doesn't, that stuff doesn't matter to him. All that matters to him is helping the Colts be the best team. And he knows for the Colts to be the best team, he's got to be the best player. And so those are the things that stand out to me about Rock, you know. And there again, I mean, we got the kind of relationships. I tell him I love him, and he tells me he loves me. And I mean, you know, here he is. I mean, it's just good stuff. It's just good stuff. And he's still, I'm 57 years old. I've been coaching secondary for a long, 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 long time. And, you know, I'm not saying I know what I need to know, but he's still, here he is, 34th pick overall. And he's still asking me things. You know, coach, what do you think about this? I'm going to send you some film. I want you to look at it and evaluate it. And you know, that's just kind of guy he is. And y'all up there, I mean, and I would imagine the other guys are just very similar that y'all drafted, but y'all are real fortunate to have him. And you know, there's some, you hate to say it and be ugly, I'm not going to be ugly, but some of these teams that bypassed it made a mistake.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, coach. And last question before I let you go, appreciate the time as always. Just if you had to leave one final note there for Colts fans listening, what do you think, if you had to describe Rock Ya-Sin in a final closing statement, what's he going to bring to Indianapolis?
I think those fans are going to love watching him play, because let's face it, football fans love guys that care. And he's a guy that, whether he's covering a punt, whether he's covering a kickoff, whether he's playing corner, whether he's doing an interview, whether he's doing a gathering that's raising money, or whatever it is there in the city of Indianapolis, people are going to see that Rock Ya-Sin cares, and he cares about not only it's about the team. And you know, so there's so many guys out there right now in the game at all levels. It's not just pro. it's about them, you know, it's about me, it's about I. And Rock's not like that. Rock is about the organization. Rock's about the team. Rock's about the city. Rock's about helping others. And I mean that. And it sounds corny, but that's what people are going to see about Rock Ya-Sin. They're going to see that he cares about where he's at, and it's going to rub off. And I think that's why Ballard, there again, I'm going back to Ballard, but that's why Ballard and them took him, is because they think he's going to rub off on other people in that organization.
Hey, Coach, this is a lot of fun. I appreciate you coming on, and I'm super excited to have Rock Ya-Sin aboard the Indianapolis Colts. And I, like you said, a lot of the stories you told today, I think he's going to be a big hit in Indianapolis. I appreciate you coming.